This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We'll rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So it looks like the Walt Disney Company is now saying that its left-wing politics have hurt shareholders. You think? All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We are racing into hour number two here of the program. And we have the telephone number for you, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. If you want to head over to my home website of kylewarrenshow.com, you can send me a direct message and simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message. You're off and running from there. You can also find me there on Facebook. And on X as well, and so we sure hope that you can do that. We've got some great messages over the weekend as well. I thank you for those. Thank you for the well wishes and the happy Thanksgivings, and we sure hope that you had a great Thanksgiving as well. And of course, we had the weekend edition, had a great weekend edition this week as well. We were back live Saturday morning, but a lot of you might be joining us here on this Monday morning. So once again, hope that you had a great Thanksgiving holiday. Again, we have so much to tell you about on the program, and of course, is the Israel-Hamas conflict is still top of the news, and certainly the good news of hostages coming back now across the border from the Hamas terror group, that is good news in anybody's book. Obviously, though, the continued calls for the extension of the ceasefire and so forth can be somewhat problematic, only insofar as that we know what Hamas is up to. We've read their book, so to speak, and we understand exactly what they're doing right now. They are, using this time. Because it's not a conventional ceasefire, really, by any stretch of the imagination. But to get everybody up to date here, this from the AP, the fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas was back on track Sunday as the militants, as they called them, but they're terrorists, freed 17 more hostages, including 14 Israelis and the first American, in a third exchange under a four-day truce that the United States said it hoped would be extended. In turn, Israel released 39 Palestinian prisoners. Most hostages were handed over directly to Israel, waving to a cheering crowd as they arrived at an Air Force base. Others left through Egypt. Israel's army said one was airlifted to a hospital. This was an 84-year-old woman in a life-threatening condition. As, quote, a result of an extended period of time when an elderly woman was not taken care of as needed, unquote. Well, I think that's got to be an understatement. The youngest hostage released was Abigail Idan, 4-year-old girl and a dual Israeli-American citizen. Folks, her parents were killed during the Hamas raid into Israel on October 7th. Then she was taken hostage. 4-year-old girl. Her parents are gone. She's in probably the most horrible of conditions. She's being treated, I'm sure, as some kind of animal because of the way that Hamas has treated these hostages and treated, obviously, the people that we've seen with their own body camera footage. Reprehensible doesn't even begin to cover it. And inhumane, I mean, just all kinds of things that we could say, but words really do fail us when it comes to something like this, doesn't it? President Biden did take some questions about the release of these hostages and had some interesting things to say. We have a little bit of his question and answer here. Let's listen in.
I'm going to continue working with the Emir of Qatar, President Sisi of Egypt, and Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel to do everything possible to see the hostages are freed, all the hostages. I'm grateful for the personal partnership as we pursue this deal from each of those men I just mentioned. And as we've worked together to see all this implemented, and now to try to extend it further, I'll continue working with all our partners to take the hard but necessary steps to build an integrated and more prosperous and more peaceful future in the region. A two-state solution is the only way to guarantee the long-term security of both Israelis and Palestinian people.
Okay, stop right there. Stop right there, because here we go again, folks. You know, how many years has it been? How long have we been talking about the two-state solution? I have talked about the two-state solution way back from the very beginning. We have, there a lot of people have carried the water on this. Not just commentators, but presidents of the United States, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush. You know, people have talked about and put their presidency, their prestige of the presidency on the line in many cases to try to make that come about. And what would happen every single time you would get to the point where you could maybe start to see off in the distance a little bit that two-state solution coming to fruition? Well, there would be a huge terror attack, right? I'm not being funny, but there would be a huge terror attack. Something would happen to force the two sides away from any bargaining table. Because now it's become clear. President Biden, I wish that he could see this. For him to come out and say, well, now we just see it's a two-state solution. Yeah, I mean, this is old news, right? And the president of all people should know that. And to simply say such a thing, somehow believing that it's going to be true now, that it's going to be, we finally hit upon it, is, I think, really not understanding this whole situation. Hamas did not attack Israel on October the 7th in order to facilitate the negotiation of a two-state system. And I don't think anybody who's really watching this, who's really, and may at one time said, yeah, let's try the two-state solution. Israel gave up land, essentially, to facilitate a two-state solution. But now it's so apparent that that's not going to be the way forward, because the terrorists don't want a state. They want to get rid of the state of Israel. Folks, stay right there. 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. Back in a flash.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through and rocketing through the Monday edition. Yes, you blinded me with science, all right. And, well, folks, 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in and be part of the program this morning. Yes, it is Monday. Yes, we're starting out again. And, yes, it is a full week this week. It's a full week this, that's right. Well, there's no Thanksgiving holiday this week, but the holidays are upon us, and, well, you know, there's going to be a little holiday magic, I think. I feel it in the air, so forth, but hopefully, things are going to go pretty well this holiday season, and I think it's going to be Christmas time before you know it. It's all going to fly by, and then we're going to be into 2024. You know what that means? It means that we're going to be really in earnest into the presidential election season. Now, of course, Donald Trump continues to absolutely dominate in so many of these polls. It's interesting to see what might be happening with some of the different candidates. Who's going to be the next to maybe simply suspend their campaign? That's a very, very good question. So my question to you is, do you think Trump is even considering picking one of those declared candidates that we saw on the stage the other night at the debate as a possible VP pick, or do you think he's going to go with somebody totally different? I will just let you in on my feeling. I think he might go with somebody totally different at this point, only because, you know, he's said a lot of different things about these different candidates. It'd be hard for him to walk back some of those things that he said. If he said, well, I'll bring them on as vice president, yes, they could step in and be a great president at any time. So I think that he's going to pick somebody else. if, in fact, he continues on into the nomination. Joe Biden, of course, well, he's kind of stuck with Kamala Harris at this point, don't you think? Unless they're able to finagle something. Now, you know that they've got a bank of professional finaglers doing something behind the scenes, meeting somewhere in a basement or a bunker, something, in trying to figure out the Kamala Harris problem. And it is a problem. There's no doubt about that. It is a problem if they're going to try to replace Joe Biden on the ticket. I can't see a scenario where Kamala Harris says, yeah, I'll just run as Gavin Newsom's vice president, you know. In fact, I saw an opinion piece earlier about the basically the coming civil war in the Democrat Party. And that's really where this story really goes, right? It's not so much about the Republican Party, and some are for Trump and some are not for Trump. I have a feeling, though, that you'll see a little bit more coalescing if it becomes apparent as we head into next year and we head into the convention and so forth. If Trump comes out as the nominee, I think you'll see a little bit more coalescing because, again, the alternative, and basically this works on the other side as well with the Democrats. Some Democrats will simply say, well, I'm really not for Biden because I think has these issues. And things, I'm not really that better off, but I don't want to vote for a Republican. I mean, so that's what's going to happen anyway on the other side anyway. But again, we don't know what the world looks like 4 months from now, 6 months from now. And it could look very different because something can happen literally overnight where everything changes, like we see in the Israel-Hamas war. But that being said, Gavin Newsom versus Kamala Harris could be the thing that's coming up. This from The Messenger. It's an opinion piece. The Democrat Party is united for now. Fear and loathing of Donald Trump keeps the various Democrat factions in a precarious peace. But labor versus environment, Jewish vote versus Muslim vote, left and center left versus hardcore progressivism cannot remain at bay forever. The fiercest battle may be the looming civil war between Vice President Kamala Harris and California Governor Gavin Newsom for the party leadership once President Biden leaves the stage. And it won't be pretty. Agreed, it won't be pretty. If Joe Biden steps down. And I think that's how it would be worded. I don't think anything untoward is going to happen, but I think he will say, I've run my race, I've done this, I've accomplished all that I wanted to accomplish, and now it's time to turn it over to Gavin Newsom, and please don't ask me about Kamala Harris, because I really don't want to talk about that. And thank you, folks, and that's what he'll say. Words to that effect. All right, phone lines lighting up here. Let's head on over to line one. Good morning. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, Tony from Tampa. Kyle,
how are you doing? Hey, real good, Tony.
Trump's going to be running against Gavin Newsom and probably Hakeem Jeffries. So if he's going to pick a vice president, he better pick somebody with a whole lot of juice, man.
Yeah.
Take care, Kyle.
Hey, thank you, Tony. I totally agree. You're right. He's got to pick someone with a whole lot of juice. Are we seeing that juice on the debate stage? And I appreciate Tony's call very, very much because this is going to be a major cataclysmic political event that's going to start happening. And I do think Gavin Newsom brings energy. There's all kinds of stuff about California. Don't worry about that. There's so many things about California that are going to be negative for Gavin Newsom that he'd have a hard time with it. But that being said, he brings a lot of energy. I don't know if you saw his interview with Sean Hannity following the debate at the Reagan Library. But, of course, the governor, you know, sort of popped in there to talk with Sean Hannity. And they're kind of ribbing each other and so forth. So there's a little bit of I don't want to say camaraderie going on there. But Gavin Newsom is much, 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 much different than Joe Biden when it comes to being able to mix it up, have a conversation, make some jokes, and kind of, you know, stick with it the whole thing, the whole time. And whereas Joe Biden, everything really has to be very, very scripted. It has to be incredibly low-key, and it has to be kind of slow. But Gavin Newsom can react quickly. So in a debate situation, in campaign situation, he's going to be very formidable. Now, yes, taking into account all the horrible things happening right here in my state of California, yes, that's true. But again, when you get out on the national stage, there are various other factors that also come into play. President Trump can be very quick, very witty in his own right, of course. So we'll see. But I appreciate what Tony's saying. Yeah, he's going to have to pick somebody with a lot of juice. So is that Ron DeSantis? Is that Nikki Haley? You know, who is it, basically? And I guess we'll see. I don't see that it would be Chris Christie because of the, well, some of the things that have gone back and forth between those two. So it's hard to envision that. But I will say this, though, parenthetically. As a matter of political course and political history, some will say, candidates will say, I will not consider the vice presidency. I will not consider it. But until they ask me to come on and be the vice president. In which case, it's a different story now, and, you know, we had a nice conversation. I realize I'm going to be very involved. I'm going to have a big job to do. And so now we're going to go forward, and we're going to lead this country where it needs to go. I mean, that's basically the script that's followed many times when something like that happens. But all kidding aside, you do want to have a team that is going to unite the country. You're going to have to match the energy that Gavin Newsom, more than likely if it's him, it will bring to this campaign. And it's the messaging that's going to go into overdrive. We know that people see with their own eyes what's happening, but the messaging will be like as though you've never seen it coming from the media, other politicians, on and on, the legal actions against Donald Trump. I mean, that will just all get amplified. But what has to happen, though, is people have to see with very clear eyes what's happening, not just in our economic situation, but in terms of the world catching on fire, in terms of the wars that are going on, in terms of our involvement, in terms of our own troops being in harm's way in so many ways, for example, in Syria, all these different attacks that have been going on. How is the candidate, which from whatever party, how are they going to address these things? The last thing Americans want to do is have some other big conflict come up. The last thing they want is for the economy to keep going down. The last thing they want is for these social issues to continue to tear us apart. So there's got to be energy. I like that word, juice. And there's got to be some unity. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. Stay right there. We are coming right back.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The chair of the House Committee on Intelligence says American hostages should have been among the first to be released by Hamas.
Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Republican Congressman Mike Turner of Ohio said the White House needed to make that a condition of the deal that has resulted in a temporary ceasefire. Bad weather could hamper post-Thanksgiving travel.
Snow in the Midwest could cause travel troubles for folks returning from the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. So far, more than 200 flights delayed, more than 20 canceled across the country. Those numbers expected to rise as the weekend rolls on. Utah, for example, could see more than a foot of snow.
Pope Francis delivered his Sunday prayer and message from the chapel of his Vatican residence instead of from the balcony, so he didn't have to venture outside in the cold while suffering from the flu. Dave Collins, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That is the number if you'd like to call in and be part of the program this morning. And we are live. It is Monday morning. And, yes, starting out another great week of broadcasting here on the program. And we have a lot more to talk about. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send me a direct message. And in about a little under 20 minutes or so, we'll be talking here with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Also coming up this morning, we'll talk with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, all in hour number 3. And then also in hour number 4, Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com. And also our good friend Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback and host of the Sports Zone there on AM 860, The Answer as well. So we've got a lot more to do and a lot more to do and a lot more to talk about as we go through this Monday morning edition. Well, for those of you joining us this hour, last hour I did mention, I'm just going to briefly recap because it just, this story kind of makes me laugh a little bit. I mean, this is an incredibly serious matter, but we can always count, my friends, on Eric Swalwell to give us some kind of sort of, I don't want to say comic relief in this case, but Eric Swalwell, this from Washington Examiner, Representative Eric Swalwell, Democrat, California, has stated that people need to be, quote, an aggressive listener, amid the conflict between Israel and the Hamas terror group in Gaza. Let's see here. He says, Swalwell described how many areas of the United States are seeing a rise of both Islamophobia and anti-Semitism, noting that there is, quote, nothing easy about this high wire act. He says, you can do all of that. You can say Hamas is a terrorist state. You can say Israel should protect against innocent life. You can be pro-Palestinian, anti-Hamas, and pro-Jewish state, and against the leadership of Israel right now, and not be contradictory. He says, as I say, you have to be an aggressive listener right now, and I think we're all better off. We'll all be better off, he says. And the policy would be better if that's the approach we take. And again, for those of you who have joined us this hour, I just think it just bears repeating. And that is, you know, we already listened to Hamas. We heard Hamas loud and clear in their charter where they said they wanted to destroy Israel. And, of course, the whole world heard them on October 7th. I don't know, Representative Swalwell, that we just need to be a much more aggressive listener. Because even by saying that, it's like, for example, if you're having a discussion with someone and you're stating your points of view and maybe you differ, okay, let's just throw that in there. Maybe you kind of differ on what you're talking about. And one person says, you know, I really think the key here is that you would be a more aggressive listener to what I'm saying here or to what the situation is. Don't you think? I mean, you're just not listening aggressively enough. My friends, that's kind of, it's a way of trying to throw a monkey wrench into the conversation or into the event or into the discussion. And I think that's exactly what Eric Swalwell's trying to do. I mean, if this is one of those things, maybe he should have just, like, not said anything. Maybe by talking too much, he wasn't aggressively listening enough. But I just kind of reject stuff that he says anyway. But I do see it come up in the news, and I know then it's probably be pretty good to hear what he has to say. But I got to tell you, my friends, Eric Swalwell, it's pretty rich coming from him after the whole fung till your daddy takes the T-bird away. I'm just going to say that. All right. This also from Washington Examiner. This caught my eye earlier. Representative Lauren Boebert is now helping a veteran, get a Purple Heart 15 years after he was wounded. Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, of course, Republican out of Colorado, should be applauded for her efforts in getting Sergeant First Class William Montgomery recognized for a Purple Heart. Boebert came through for the combat veteran when the rest of the government failed Montgomery, a Colorado native for years. Montgomery was wounded in 2008 while deployed as part of Operation Iraqi Freedom. Inexplicably, 15 years later, he has still not been recognized for the Purple Heart, the award given to combat veterans of the United States Armed Forces who are wounded by an instrument of war in the hands of the enemy and posthumously to the next of kin in the name of those who are killed in action or die of wounds received in action. In what should be described as a rebuke of the government's incompetence and lack of appreciation for our combat veterans, Montgomery was unable to make any progress with his efforts to receive a Purple Heart. He previously contacted other elected officials to determine if his injuries were worthy of the medal, but no one was willing to help him. But then Boebert got involved. Montgomery had contacted the congresswoman's office for help. She was more than willing to assist. And in just a couple of months, Boebert accomplished what no other person could, get Montgomery his Purple Heart. And so I think this is another one of those stories that we file under the good news story. I mean, I'm so sorry that Montgomery was wounded, but obviously he needs to be recognized for that, as should all those who served our country and were wounded in the service of our country. So this is one of those things, as we said, we sort of file under the good news category. Something went right. Something got done. Somebody was recognized for their valor and for their sacrifice and for the injuries that occurred to them. And earlier, hour number one, we also had some other good news, and that came out of actually a place called Reading, England, which is in southern England, where you had a crane operator who was able to, I think, rescue at least two people off of the top of a burning building that was under construction at the time. Flames and thick smoke all over the place. And a quick-thinking crane operator was able to lower a basket and get these two men off of the roof. And again, just a daring rescue. It's like watching in a movie or something. I mean, it's that level of, you know, of heroism. But, of course, the firefighters were able to get the blaze under control later on in a very short order, we understand. But obviously, at that very moment, when those flames were really starting to kick up, there was one person in that position to help the other people who would have been just victims at that point. And so, again, we have some good news. There are good things happening out there in the world, folks. That do warm your heart, especially when somebody finally gets their purple heart. Okay, so once again, this is quite interesting to me too, because we don't talk a lot about the Ukraine war these days for obvious reasons, because Israel has been dominating the news, the Israeli-Hamas war. But this from Business Insider: Russia offered to end its invasion of Ukraine if it dumped plans to join NATO. But Kyiv feared a double cross, says a negotiator. I'm not surprised about that. You think that Putin might double cross you for some reason? And then also, of course, you know, it's always been the case in so many ways that Ukraine was not going to join NATO, or there are reasons on our side as well, on the NATO side, so to speak. In terms of having Ukraine become part of NATO without the massing of troops on the border, without the subsequent invasion. So it still remains to be seen. But does the fact that Putin was just concerned that they would join NATO, does that justify the thousands upon thousands and thousands of people who have been killed in this war? Does that justify the invasion? Does that justify any of this stuff? Well, I don't think that it necessarily does. But obviously, and at this point, now here's where the story develops, right? Whether or not Ukraine will want to enter into a negotiated peace settlement with Russia, but on the following conditions: that they would give up the Donbas region, that they would give up large parts of eastern Ukraine that Putin actually wants, or to, you know, to cease trying to talk about Crimea and so forth. This would not do well for the Ukraine, for the Ukrainian people, and so forth. I mean, this is, because I don't think Putin doesn't want to occupy the whole thing in Ukraine. He just wants what he wants. If push came to shove, well, I don't think that Putin should win in this whole thing. All right, folks, Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program. When we come back, we've got our second Trucker Traveler report, and then we'll be talking with Denise Simon. So stay right there. Don't go anywhere. Be right back.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And we are back. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue through this Monday edition of the program, hour number two. We're going to be heading into hour number three here before you know it. But before we get there, we got another great song on what, you know, we're going to start calling, I think, Country Music Monday. I think that has a nice ring to it. What do you think? We got another great country song. We played Sugarland earlier for our Trucker Traveler report. Make sure you're still going, that you've got your blood pumping, that you're heading on down the road and you're working at your job, whatever it is that you're doing in the overnight hours and you're spending time with us. Well, we're going to do our best to make sure that that you keep going, that you keep up the pace, that everything is going along just swimmingly. And we got a great song here. This is actually from Tim McGraw. It's from a few years ago, but it is called Truck Yeah. It's actually a pretty good song, if you ask me. So definitely, we've got Tim McGraw.
Way, puffing on my iPod, puffing on the subs in the back of my crew cab. Redneck rocking like a rock star, sling a little mud off the back, we can do that. Friday night football, Saturday last call, Sunday hallelujah. If you like it up loud and you're hillbilly proud, then you know what I'm talking about. And then here you say, yeah, wanna get jacked up, yeah, let's make it all up, yeah, with a little bit of love that can
got to tell you, that's a pretty cool song. I mean, it's got some pretty good riffs going on in there, and it's got pretty good country flavor, and I like it. I really do. And so, again, that goes back a few years, but as I said, I think it gets us going this morning. And once again, welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And let's take a quick look here at what we see out there on the map across the United States. Well, we continue to see we've got a freezing fog advisory. This is going to be in the Walla Walla area in Washington. But, of course, now if you're going to be anywhere, looks like here on I-84, coming out of Boardman, if you're heading towards Pendleton, you've got that freezing fog advisory. This is also going to head up a little south of Othello and over towards Dayton and then over west towards Prosser. So definitely be aware of that freezing fog advisory. It's going to be freeze warning in central California from Redding all the way down to Bakersfield. This is going to go down primarily through the Central Valley of California, but starting up in Northern California. We've got a freeze warning out near the Edwards Air Base area, up through California City, up to Ridgecrest as well. Wind advisory north of Los Angeles. So you got that to contend with. And then let's see here. Again, if you're up in the UP, that's the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, you've got a lake effect snow issue going on up there. Snow amounts could exceed 4 inches north of US 41 and between 2 and 4 inches in areas along US 41 and Highway 95. So if you're in the Marquette, Michigan area, you got that happening. And then, of course, over in the Massachusetts area, New England area, we switch over here to precipitation. We got a lot of rain and snow, just a lot of it, covering most of Vermont, New Hampshire, up through Maine. Looks like everything in Maine is pretty much covered overall. Massachusetts, central Massachusetts. It looks like around Boston, though, since last hour, looks like some of that has dissipated. We still have it around Boston, but not quite as heavy as it was last hour. So, but it's still moving up the coast north of Boston. It's just socked in with all kinds of rain going through there. So do be careful in that area. Central Pennsylvania near St. Mary's. This heads up towards a place called Warren, by the way. And then across the border into New York State, we've got a lot of rain mixed with snow. So be careful of that as well. Looks like Virginia Beach, Virginia, getting some rain right now down in North Carolina, near Elizabeth City, and then down towards a little bit north of Greenville, you've got rain on the map there as well. So, again, do be careful out there. We want you to get there in one piece. That's exactly what we want, and that's one of the reasons why we do the Trucker Traveler Report, to give you an idea of what to expect out there on the road. And as we go through the week, we'll tell you any changes that we see or anything that you might want to look out for. Well, once again, folks, it's that time of the morning because we've got Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook joining us. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. And I know we talked on Saturday morning for the weekend edition, but a lot of people have joined us, of course, for Monday. We hope that you had a great Thanksgiving.
You too? Yes, I did. Thanks.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, we got some hostages that came back, including a 4-year-old girl. What's the latest, and what do you think this all goes from here?
Well, there's still some babies that are still being held hostage. And, you know, it's really kind of interesting, the reports coming out about what these hostages are saying about their captors and how they were kept. All things are not equal. Some were only given one meal a day. They had to wait for hours and hours and hours and hours to go to the bathroom. Some were kept in darkness. They had to sleep on chairs that were stacked together. And others were kept better than that. So they're not all in the same place, it appears.
Right.
And I'm curious on why we have this list that comes out unless Israel demanded it, for the sake of the families, the Israeli families, so they can necessarily, prepare for some kind of a release. They're extending this thing out, and Hamas is kind of winning as far as I'm concerned. I mean, it's nice to get these people back, but they're slow walking it.
Well, no,
if I was Israel, I would turn around and say, you know what, I'm going to give us 3 more days, and that's it. And then we're going back to business,
Well, exactly. Well, Hamas needs to use this time. They want to use this time, obviously, to regroup in any way they can and pump the propaganda value of this.
Well, and they're certainly doing that because the Palestinians, an awful lot of Palestinians, have fallen all in with being anti-Israel. And that's gone really global. But we have another problem, and that's the Houthis.
Mm-hmm.
And we can talk about that on the other side of the break. But that is a very, very big problem. And I will say this. Biden took the Houthis off the terror list.
That's not cool at all. Well, yes, we will talk about that right on the other side of the break because we're coming up to that top of the hour break, everybody. We'll have more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And yes, we'll start with the Houthis for sure. Denise Simon, we're going to get right back with you right after the top of the hour news. So stay right there. And folks, if you'd like to call in and if you have a question or comment for Denise, 949-822-7959. That's the number, 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. We're going to be right back. Don't go anywhere.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.